Hey, everybody. Happy Super Tuesday. Is Joe Biden really going to be the nominee? Looks like it. It's the number one question that I am asked, and we talk about it right now. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. Members.charliekirk.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Happy Super Tuesday! States across the country are getting ready to vote, from Maine to Massachusetts to Vermont to Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Minnesota, Colorado, Utah, Alaska, and California. You got to get out the vote. But that's not our lead today. We're going to go through all the different states, and we have candidates coming on all throughout this program about some very important primary campaign races. But instead, I want to lead with a clearer and clearer answer to the number one question I receive when we are raising money, when we're traveling the country, when people pull me aside. And I can just tell when they're about to ask this question. I don't fault them for it. It is a irresistibly tempting question to ask. It feels as if it's right in front of you, and people want clarity. And the question usually goes something like this: Charlie, who's the Democrat nominee actually going to be? All across the country, if I'm in Palm Beach, if I'm in Dallas, if I'm in Chicago, there is a widespread agreement amongst many of you that Biden is not the guy. And they'll usually say, is it going to be Newsom? Is it going to be Michelle Obama? My answer is almost always the same. Like, look, I see no evidence currently that Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee. If it was going to happen, it would have to have happened earlier. And maybe if he drops dead, it will be Kamala Harris. And people don't want to hear that. And I understand why. Because you have been played. You've been played by an administrative state, a deep state, intel agencies on the COVID, on vaccine, on masks, on school lockdowns, on biolabs in Ukraine, on the border. You've been lied to. You've been manipulated on Russiagate. You've been lied to, manipulated on every single issue, major issue of our time. It just feels as if there's always something else at play under the surface. And Joe Biden, remember, he hardly won the Democrat primary back in 2020. He's a placeholder. Joe Biden was the insurance policy of the insurance policy. He finished 5th in Iowa, 6th in New Hampshire. South Carolina came along and they reset the entire race. Everybody bowed out, and you had Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris all unanimously go endorse Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders was on his way to become the nominee. And I will, for the rest of my career, want an answer as to how they threatened Bernie Sanders to just cut a deal, back off, and become the agreeable socialist from Vermont. Because he went from a rabble-rouser to whatever you want. Joe Biden is a placeholder. And as we have detailed many different times on this program, the bad guys had a plan. And the plan was multifaceted. It was a multivariable plan. Number one, lawfare. Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, Jack Smith, 14th Amendment, E. Jean Carroll. They said there's no way Donald Trump will be able to withstand the lawfare artillery that we're going to launch at him. There's no way he'll be able to survive the drone strikes of Jack Smith, the indictments kicking him off the ballot. There is no way that he'll be able to remain strong. And as we stand today, the Supreme Court has ruled Donald Trump's allowed on the ballot. Fannie Willis, her entire case is falling apart any day now. Georgia could come out and rule. This judge in Georgia, Fannie Willis is off the case any day now. We're just waiting for that ruling. Alvin Bragg is coming up in a couple weeks. The Jack Smith timeline is completely twisted right now. They are off schedule. They thought Donald Trump was going to be part of a contentious primary this Super Tuesday. Donald Trump was supposed to be crisscrossing the country, calling in favors, running ads, using all of his precious resources to try to defeat Ron DeSantis. This Super Tuesday was supposed to be Bloody Tuesday for Donald Trump. Barely surviving, damaged, wounded, scorned, divided. The plan was for Donald Trump to be constantly distracted, constantly demoralized, having to run further and further, what they would call to the right, disenfranchised, independent, or swing voters. The opposite has happened. The Republican Party is almost sleepier than the Democrat primary. It's kind of over. Tonight, hopefully, will be the final nail in the coffin to destroy Nimrata Haley's political career. But there's more people worrying about who's going to vote the protest vote on the Democrat side than against, and who's going to win on the Republican side. They thought Donald Trump would be at his weakest on Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Instead, based on every independent objective measurement and metric, Donald Trump is stronger than any time since March 2020. He's more popular. He's appealing to more voters. His base is larger. Now, if you still talk to certain college-educated anti-Trump people across the country, they say, oh, Donald Trump is a racist. If that's true, why is he nearly winning non-white voters? Why is he winning Hispanic voters? Why is he doing 20 points better with black voters? Every single poll demonstrates that across the board. They thought that Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, Trump would be on political life support. He still might win the primary, but it would take such a Herculean effort to reconsolidate support, to bring the party back together, that their candidate, Joe Biden, wouldn't have to run much of a campaign. Their plan has completely fallen apart. Donald Trump is stronger. Donald Trump has a better message. So the question remains, who's going to be the Democrat nominee? Now, some people say it's going to be Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama in the last 24 hours came out and said, I'm not running for president this year. Now, she could be lying, but usually statements like this are issued for a reason. She said, I'm done. I'm not doing anything. I'm out. Not going to happen. I'm not running. But let's play this out. If Joe Biden were to be removed, if Joe Biden were to be, let's just say, put aside, it would have to be at the convention. Well, the people on the Rules Convention are appointed by Joe Biden. Joe Biden is white-knuckling on power. Joe Biden and his cabal around him, of his wife and Ron Klain, they refuse to let go. Despite the polling, despite David Ignatius from the Central Intelligence Agency, Washington Post, despite all the intel agencies trying to beat the drum to get rid of Joe Biden. And let's be very clear. There are huge parts of the Democrat Party that are increasingly nervous that Joe Biden is not going to be able to deliver victory in November. But there are still some advantages. Joe Biden has some advantages that we have to be clear about. Joe Biden is an incumbent. He has a lot of money. He has a couple wedge issues that can bring out low propensity voters. Joe Biden has things going for him. But I want your thoughts, because it looks more and more, it's not going to be Newsom. It might not be Kamala Harris. Could it actually be that the obvious thing ends up being the inevitable thing? The the one that was in front of us all the time, that there might not actually be a bait and switch at the convention, that there might not be a I'm too sick, I'm too feeble speech given by Joe Biden. Are they really going to ride this horse into the most consequential presidential election of our lifetime? It seems more and more that that is the case. Hey everyone, Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this program, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. So keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie and free activation using offer code Charlie. And I'd say it's split. Half of you say that Joe Biden's going to be the nominee. Half of you say that there is going to be a plan. But understand, absent Joe Biden dropping dead, which I'm not wishing for, to be very clear. It's just kind of factoring in based on his age and could happen to anybody. What does that look like? He controls the process of who actually would choose the next nominee. The delegates have to vote for the winner of the primaries. It's binding in the Democrat rules. So if Joe Biden wins the primaries, the only way that could change is if he decides to no longer be a candidate, which I suppose is if a group of the shadow government administrative state types confront him and threaten him. But Joe Biden is near the end of his life. His son is already under indictment. His family secrets are already out and been aired. Joe Biden has consolidated enough Democrat support. If you were Joe Biden and you were near the end of your life and you've lived a very, very corrupt life and you're 81 years old and your whole life has been becoming president, why wouldn't you run for re-election? Okay, let's say you lose. No one's going to necessarily fault you. The media will say, oh, he's the one that defeated Trump, and it was our fault that we didn't organize stuff. If you're Joe Biden, why wouldn't you? And I mean, let's say you lose, and then you die 9 months later, 2 years later, and he'll be remembered as the guy that gave us a reprieve from Donald Trump. He has a ton of secrets. A ton of secrets. And he knows that if he's no longer president, then he's no longer the keeper of a lot of those secrets. So just thinking rationally, why wouldn't Joe Biden and Jill Biden want to continue to be in the presidency? So when is the Democrat convention and how does it work? The Democrat convention will be held Chicago. We're going to be there, by the way, with lots of security, August 19th, 20th, 21, 22. A total of 3,934 pledged delegates will vote on the first ballot, strictly based on the results of the primaries. If a candidate receives a simple majority, the 1,068, that person will be the nominee, period. So that's why tonight matters a lot with Super Tuesday. Joe Biden is going to win all these states. You might say, oh, why does that matter? Based on the Democrat National Committee rules, the delegates can't all of a sudden defect and say, well, we're going for Michelle Obama, or we're going for Kamala Harris, or we're going for Bernie Sanders. They have to follow the results of the primaries. So the only way that that could change is if Joe Biden suddenly bows out or dies. The nomination system as it exists today, with a primary caucus in every state and conventions formalizing what voters have already decided, dates only to the 1970s. Since then, in both parties, the person with those delegates has always received the nomination. The last time insiders chose a nominee against voters' expressed wishes was 1968 on the Democrat side. And if my memory serves, that was also in Chicago, wasn't it? Wasn't the 1968 convention also in Chicago? Creepy. That's right. It was very violent. My memory is right. So what happens if Biden withdraws after the convention? The DNC official procedures for the convention adopted in 2022 will give the committee, who he selects, by the way, the authority to choose a new candidate if either member of the ticket, the president or vice presidential nominee, withdraws or dies. The party's national chairman, Jamie Harrison, formerly from South Carolina, would work with Democrat leaders and Democrat governors. Ms. Harris would not automatically be elevated to the top of the ticket, but it would be difficult for an outside challenger to mount a credible campaign against her with the party insiders who would choose the nominee. So that is the only other conceivable, let's say, switch game that could be played, that Joe Biden gets nominated at the convention and then drops out a couple weeks after. But they have a very late scheduled convention. Their convention is August 19th through the 22nd. That means Joe Biden would have to drop out like 2 or 3 weeks after, which would then give the new candidate a month to introduce themselves, to get messaging together. It is hard to look at Joe Biden's poll numbers, his inability to make sentences, his obvious mental decline. It is hard to look at Joe Biden and say, this is a guy that the Democrat Party, which controls Hollywood, that controls multimedia, that's the best that they can do? Hollywood is supposed to be all these sexy, good-looking, charismatic people, and the best they can do is Joe Biden? Super Tuesday is going to tell us a lot. This was supposed to be the day where Donald Trump was damaged and weak and Joe Biden could just scuttle on by. But it's a 5-alarm fire on the Democrat side, because it looks as if Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. What if I told you that most of the notable diaper brands support abortion, even footing the bill for their employees to travel to have an abortion? It's one thing to reject your customers. It's another thing to support their termination. If you're a parent sickened by woke corporations supporting the destruction of American values and our most precious blessing, our children, then meet Every Life, America's pro-life diaper brand. Finally, a baby brand that aligns with your values and is unapologetically pro-life. Every Life believes that no matter where someone is from, what they look like, planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle worth protecting and defending. Every Life offers high-performing premium diapers and wipes created with your little ones in mind. Their diapers are made without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. It's a wonderful company. I can speak for it personally. It's amazing. Go to everylife.com for diapers and wipe bundles delivered right to your doorstep, and feel good knowing every purchase changes lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is changing diapers, changing lives. Learn more today at everylife.com. That is everylife.com. Use promo code Charlie for 10% off your order today. Joe Biden being the nominee, on the surface, it just doesn't compute. But what is their plan? So let me put out a hypothetical of what they possibly could have done. And remember, this didn't happen because they said, hey, we got the lawfare reinforcements coming. We got the lawfare stuff coming. We got a bunch of money. We can run an abortion. Trump will be damaged. Trump won't be disciplined. Trump has surprised them. And you, this audience, has surprised them. Your resolve, your commitment, your energy, the fact that we now have this alternative media space. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, they're still learning how the conservative movement gets the word out. And it's not the typical cable news channels anymore. I can tell you right now, you go into the grassroots, and you ask the grassroots, where do you get your news from? Podcasting. It's Salem Radio. It's X. It is Instagram. It is Getter. It is Rumble. It's War Room, Charlie Kirk Show, Jack Posobiec. It's less and less, oh, you know, I just sit down and I watch XYZ for 1 hour. It's a little bit of that. But it's fading. It's fading. Now, hypothetically, last summer, if Chuck Schumer and 10 Democrat governors had come out last summer and said, Biden needs to retire, we need a real primary, it would have been hugely damaging to Joe Biden. Might have forced him out, but there was no concerted effort. They all kind of tap danced around it. Remember the David Ignatius piece? Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Well, maybe Joe Biden shouldn't run. And again, if you're Joe Biden, you're 81 years old. You're near the end of your life. You're a corrupt, craven criminal. You're losing your mental faculties. Why not go for it, man? You're 81. You could decide not to run and die in a couple years. Or give it all you got. Your whole life has been about favor trading, swindling, lying, gaslighting. Your whole life has been about your own personal political ascension and putting America second or America last. Why wouldn't you just give it one more go? It is the number one question I receive across the country. Charlie, who are we really going to run against? And I totally sympathize with the question. And Cut 23 shows why. It just feels too good to be true. Joe Biden is losing ground with women, with voters under 30, with black voters, voters without college degrees. Play Cut 23, please.
These latest poll numbers are not necessarily showing a lot of good news for the current president.
No, it's showing a similar story that we've been seeing over the course of the last year. He is losing ground with some key constituencies. Take a look. Those under 30, Biden has a 12-point advantage in this poll. Well, it was twice that in the 2020 election. Among female voters, Biden is tied with Trump in this New York Times poll this weekend. He had a 15-point advantage. You see with black voters, he's got a 43-point advantage. That's substantial, except in the 2020 election, it was a 75-point advantage. And then if you look at non-white voters without a college degree, you see he's got a 6-point advantage over Trump, but that was a 46-point advantage in 2020.
It's almost unfathomable to think that we'd be this lucky. We have to put on the attitude and the posture, and we got to use the killer instinct Democrats had in 2020, who seemed able to do anything to win. And now we're looking at this Democrat Party, and they don't really know which way is forward and where directionally they're going. And we're not used to fighting Democrats like this. And by the way, they do have a plan. They're going to do other stuff. Even if it's Joe Biden, there might be a cyber attack. There might be Disease X. There might be all the sorts of different things. Put that aside. The nominee matters a lot. But Joe Biden still has many things working for him. We're going to detail. There are five things that Joe Biden still has working for him. So don't just cast it aside. This race will narrow. Let me say that again. If Joe Biden becomes the nominee, which it looks like it will, this race will narrow. It'll narrow for five major reasons. Let's just say the intelligentsia whisperer. Let's put it in different terms. The highest paid media figure on the left is Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow is considered to be very smart, very wise. I think she is sarcastic and just not very funny. I don't find her to be overly insightful. I think she's obviously smart, but she's very smug. She just wears the kind of smugness of Upper East Side New York liberalism. I can only take her in like 30-second bouts. But here's Rachel Maddow going straight to camera. She's talking to the wine mom in Greenwich. She's talking to the Alphabet Mafia leader in San Francisco. She's talking to the abortion activist in Milwaukee. She's telling you, no one's coming to save you. This is Rachel Maddow pulling the metaphorical fire alarm. Democrats, they don't know what to do. And here's Rachel Maddow reminding the Democrat base, hey, for all of you lazy schleps out there, you're not going to be saved. And she kind of smugly and sarcastically says the Republican Party is something amazing right now. But it is true, because deep down, Rachel Maddow is fascinated by us. Deep down, Chris Hayes and MSNBC and Morning Joe, they see in us what the Democrat Party sort of almost had under Obama. This bottom-up, grassroots, authentic, decentralized, message-based, purposeful movement. Listen to Rachel Maddow play psychiatrist counselor to the Democrat base. Play Cut 26.
The courts are not going to help. The law will be a sidebar to the main decision. You will make this decision. The only way this decision will be made is by you picking one, by you volunteering and donating and campaigning and deciding it matters enough to you to not only vote, but to help. To help your candidate try to win. The Republican Party really, really is amazing right now. But the only thing that will stop them is Democrats winning instead. Period. Full stop. Thank you, United States Supreme Court, for the clarification. The campaign, if we didn't know it already, the campaign starts now.
In 2020, Democrats could rapidly unite around a candidate they didn't like at all, because beating Trump was everything. It made them selfless in a somewhat of a weird sense. They were able to rapidly do shady stuff like demand COVID lockdowns while also demanding race riots. They got on the same page really quickly for mass mail-in ballots. They engineered a mass censorship in collusion with big tech. They were on a crusade. Then, their own words, they received a quote-unquote gift of the fallout of January 6th, and they thought Donald Trump was going to Alba. He is permanently exiled. Donald Trump is gone. He started to show signs of life, and the most aggressive in the ranks say, nuke him. Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, Jack Smith, put him into political oblivion. Take out the thermonuclear weapon. Pull it early. Don't allow this movement out of the gate, because the very smart Democrats knew that Donald Trump at this point becomes a formidable political movement. What does that mean? Donald Trump unopposed in a primary, basically? Donald Trump raising money? Donald Trump skating through Super Tuesday? And now they're discovering to their horror that Trump gets stronger the more they fight. If they had not charged him, he might not have been as easily able to get the nomination. In a paradoxical, ironic way, if the Democrats would have resisted pulling the lawfare thermonuclear weapon, this Republican primary might have been much closer. It made people like him more. It made him more appealing. He turned it into a positive. And now he still has all these indictments, which makes him even more of a sympathetic figure. Democrats are creating their own house of horrors. And now they have all these indictments in Jack Smith and 14th Amendment. You got that crazy Harry Potter girl on television talking about, well, did you not read the email that Donald Trump's not allowed on the ballot? I mean, they are playing more and more into the archetype that liberalism are, let's just put it this way. I was going to say something a little spicy. I'll go a little less spicy. I'll say modern left-wing leaders are people that are completely, let's say, not very centered mentally. He dealt with the 14th Amendment, Fannie Willis in Fulton, Alvin Bragg in New York City, Jack Smith in D.C. and Florida, the financing of Nikki Haley, E. Jean Carroll defamation, Letitia James stealing his business. And here he is. He's up in every single poll Super Tuesday. He's just going to be able to have a triumph. Meanwhile, the number one question is, well, why is Joe Biden doing so poorly? Why is Joe Biden doing so poorly? And the question I get from the Republican base is this hyper-paranoia. And by the way, I'm right there with you. I don't say paranoia in a negative way, because look how often we've been lied to. Look at how we've been so close, and all of a sudden they steal it from us. They take it from us. You say, oh, no way are they going to run Joe Biden. No way are they going to run this guy. What if we just end up lucky and blessed because they were cocky, prideful, and their plan imploded? And before we celebrate too much, as promised, I will detail the five things Joe Biden has going for him. Even though he can't string two sentences together, there are still five things that make him formidable. But it's game on, everybody. Maybe it's time for us to go for the political win slash kill. Maybe it's time for us to say, hey, we have a chance. Full acceleration. Super Tuesday, they thought we would be weakened, divided, and bitter. Instead, we are ascendant, and we have a movement that is ready to win. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155. Or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. So here's what they're betting on. Lawfare, not what they thought it would be. Republican primary acrimony, not what they thought it would be. But there still are five things that Joe Biden is going from. Number one, he's an incumbent. Incumbents are tough to beat. They are. Donald Trump losing as an incumbent in, I don't want to say losing. Donald Trump being displaced from, let me be clearer with my language. Donald Trump being displaced from the presidency in 2020 was the first time an incumbent had been defeated or had been removed since 1992 with George Herschel Walker Bush. Before that, it was 1980 with Jimmy Carter. Doesn't happen very often. Presidents just tend to win re-elections. Bill Clinton won twice. George W. Bush won twice. Obama won twice. Trump then won, and then we have Biden as president. So incumbent, you get to fly in Air Force One. You get to use all the different powers of the executive branch. That's a big deal. You can sign executive orders. You can go around and throw money at the problem. You can do press releases. You can make yourself look presidential. You could declare a war, launch a missile, sign a peace treaty. There's all sorts of different things at your disposal to increase your popularity in an election year. You can manipulate the news cycle. You control the federal government, and they will do that. You can look presidential. Even if you're not presidential, you can look presidential. Now, just so happens, the power of the incumbency is working against Joe Biden. Inflation, open border, he can't govern. It is complete bedlam. Number two advantage that Joe Biden has, he is raising records amounts of money. Rich people like Joe Biden. They do. The wealthiest counties in America are right around Washington, D.C. When you spend $6 trillion a year, business is a booming, brother, as they would say in Inglorious Bastards. Silicon Valley, New York, Joe Biden is going to $250,000 a plate fundraisers. Now, some of these people give money because they want protection from the federal government. They want government contracts. And Joe Biden is happy to play that game. It is a pay-for-play type operation. So Joe Biden has the power of the incumbency. He's going to have more money than Trump. Joe Biden will outspend us 4-1, 5-1, maybe even 6-1. Number three, abortion. Joe Biden is going to run all in on the abortion issue. I'm 100% pro-life. I also know that the country is not as pro-life as I am. And Joe Biden running on abortion could potentially be a wedge issue that could move this race 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5 points. Joe Biden's going to go all in on the abortion issue. Number four, machinery. They control massive amounts of on-the-ground activists. In Arizona alone, Democrats that we know of have 1,500 full-time ballot chasers and full-time activists. We at Turning Point Action are trying to hire a couple hundred. The RNC has one full-time person. The Trump campaign has one full-time person. We by far have the largest staffing deployment in the history of the Republican conservative movement. It's not even close at Turning Point Action. We've raised the capital. We've hired the staff. And Joe Biden is going to have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 full-time people through all the 501c3, 501c4 organizations in these key states. And finally, the fifth advantage that Joe Biden has is he has the full power of the ruling class behind him. The power to censor, the power to manipulate the news cycle. What we saw in 2020 was that flex, the flexing of those muscles. Yoel Roth meeting with the FBI, Aspen Institute doing tabletop exercises, kicking people off of social media that you don't like. We saw all the different agencies working together from trade unions to censorship apparatus. when you have the entire regime behind you, you could do some really dark and clandestine things. So he's an incumbent. He's going to have unlimited money. They're going to run on abortion, which they think is a political winner for them. They have this on-the-ground political machinery of voter registration, not to mention all the deregulation of our voting laws. Mass mail-in balloting, the destruction of signature verification, the changing of election rule handbook in Arizona, all of that. And Republicans have done next to nothing, not to mention a ton of issues that bring out low propensity voters, advantage Democrats, and then all of the manipulation on the top of the news cycle by the ruling class. Therefore, I say that I think we have a 50-50 shot. This should be a blowout election, but Joe Biden and the machine and the regime, they have real advantages. So I'm glad that we're going to be running up against him, but don't celebrate yet. This war is far from over. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.